We begin Parsha Shmos. There are many aspects in Parsha Shmos. Sometimes talk about a Parsha. I want to talk about a number of points in the parsha. Vayom Melech Mitzrayim Lamiados Hivrios Asher Shem Achas Shifra Shem Hashenis Puah. Vayomer said, "Be'aled chenos v'vrios, reason of noyim." When women are giving birth, in bein hu v'hamiten also v'imbas hi v'choya. It's a male, you'll kill him. It's a daughter, she'll live. Unbelievable gzera. V'atirena hamialdo says Elokim. Also, Kasha Dibra Alehem Melech Mitzrayim, Vat Chayenos Hayalodim. Now, obviously, Paro made a gzera to destroy the future of Klal Yisrael. No males, only females. And in many reasons, the Mialdos would not have listened to Paro. And ethical considerations, murder, the future of the Jewish people, many. But the Pasuk says, when it comes down to it, when a person is pressed to an Nisoyan, it's going to make the difference is one thing. Yerushimayim. Vatirena hamiyadus esolokim. Doesn't say they were worried about a Jewish future. Doesn't say that it was ethically repulsive to them. Because all of these things, when a person's pressed, you have Paro, powerful king, and everyone around them are avodim, and he can kill you on the spot. All of the cheshbonos are going to fall away. There's only one cheshbon that works. That's Yerushimayim. Mi'akedu. Avram Avinu was given his most difficult Nisayon. Shecht Yitzchok. Now, Avram Avinu is Avram Oavi. It's distinguished by his Avas Hashem. Rambam says that's why Yavayikro B'Shem Hashem, a person who loves something, he's going to talk about it, want to share that love with other people. But when it came down to it, what is the underlying reason Avraham Avinu was able to go through the whole Nisayon of the Akedah? Vayomer, al tishlach yodcha lanar, otas lomumo, kato yodati, kirei lukimato. And that's why lo chasach was bin chos yichid chomim many. Yerushimayim. Yerushimayim is that thing that underlies a person's ability to withstand all nisyonos. All the other cheshbonos fall apart. Avos Hashem, commitment to the Jewish people, future, ethical, no. That's not going to stand up the time of Nisyonos. When a person's back is pressed against the wall and he has the most unbelievable Nisyon of his life, what is it? Avas Hashem. That's the Mialdos. And what is the Mido Keneged Mido? Vayita Velukim Lamialdos. And he paid him back. They paid him back. They enabled Klal Yisrael to build their mishpachas. So it was because of Yerushalayim. But Lemaisa, besides Yerushalayim, they produced a whole generation of Jewish children. So how did every midah of HaKadosh Baruch was a midah keneged midah. Vayazlehem botim. He blessed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed Yocheved and Miriam with beautiful descendants. Moshe Rabbeinu, Ma'a Tova, Bote Kuhuno, Levio, Malchus, Shekron Botim, Kuhuno, Levio, Miochevet, Malchus, Miriam. All the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midah Keneged Midah. That's why when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the other hand, sends us messages of an onesh, you have to understand it's midah keneged midah. That's a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to enable us to understand where our avera lies. So everything is a midah keneged midah. The Dikduk Hadin has it exactly in that area where Yuchote, exactly in that area will there be a schar, an onesh. So everything that happens is a midah keneged midah. If Yocheved was Zocha to be the mother of Moshe Rabbeinu, unbelievable schus. The mother of Aaron HaKohen, unbelievable schus. From Miriam came out Malchus Beis David, unbelievable schus. So why did they deserve such a schus, to have such descendants? Because they made sure that every Jewish mother had proper descendants. They enabled every Jewish mother to have proper descendants. Hashem Baruch Hu rewarded them dafke in that. Vahi tiyaru hamiyaldo sisalukim tells us another thing. They could have done it for many reasons. They could have done it because they guarantee what's going to be with the future of the Jewish people. They could have done it because it's repulsive to kill an innocent little Jewish baby. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give them a schar. Vahi ki yaru hamialdos ha-sulukim. It came out of a deep Yerushalayim. That's where it's coming from. I'll give you a schar. All these other cheshbonos, they sound nice, they sound good. A, they don't last. And B, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you don't understand what the world's all about. What's the world all about? Yerushalayim. You want a schar? Not coming from all the ephemeral, temporary emotions people have. Emotions this way, emotions that way. Emotions go in every which direction. When Avraham Avinu has his confrontation with Avimelech, Vayom Avimelech al Avram. What happened? They go to live in Gror. And he, what does he do? He kidnaps Sarai Imenu. Now that's not a very nice thing to do. It's not a very ethical thing to do. Kadosh Baruch Hu appears to him in a chalom and say, no, you touch this woman, that means kidnap, rape, not the highest ethical direction in life. Don't touch her. She's a bulas baal. She's married. So, Avimelech doesn't touch her. So Avimelech, in his self-righteous denial, what's he talking about? Kidnap and rape. Says, what do you mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu said, don't touch her. Bulas baal. So, that's the thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu mentioned. He doesn't say, okay, I shouldn't have kidnapped her. I shouldn't have been about to rape her. No. I didn't know she's a bulas baal. What do you mean, so what? Who gave you the right to kidnap her anyway? Who gave you to force her to be with you anyway? I didn't. And more than that, comes to Avraham Avinu. Rika Avimelech Avraham Vayomer Lomor Sisalonu Machatosiloch Keves Olai Amamach. You almost a marshal me in this big ever, this big tzaddik. Don't kidnap, and you're not going to get involved in it. No, that he couldn't fathom. You acted so unethically. You lied to me. Lied. What are we talking about? Who told you to kidnap her? Vayom Avram, Avram Avinu said, "Ki amarti rak en yiras Elokim b'mokom hazeh v'harogun." This is one of the most fundamental psukim in all of Chumash. It's one of the most fundamental lessons you'll ever learn in life. You can make rules, you can make laws. Make a law this way, you make a law that way, morality this way, morality that way. Without absolutes, nothing happens. You, Avimelech, you're the king. You make the laws. Do you make the laws? Okay, today it's awesome to kidnap. Tomorrow, if you want this woman, you'll change the laws. It's mutter to kidnap. You're in charge of the morality here. You'll change the morality. Only if the Yiras Elokim. The Yiras Elokim means HaKadosh Baruch Hu set down absolute rules in this world that cannot be. And when you want to change anything, realize you're changing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rules. It's not your rules to play around with. Rocking Yiras Elokim Mamokam HaZeh V'Haraguni. I always think, imagine, one German was walking down the street in Berlin, 1943. And he went and he shot another German. They pull him in for murder. Ah, you're busy murdering 6 million Jews? No, you have to understand that murdering this one is all right, murdering this one's not all right. He can philosophize anything and everything. This past summer, the United States went berserk with riots. What were they busy doing? Stealing, looting, burning down, destroying people's parnosa, ritzichas. Oh, he's a Trump supporter. You're allowed to kill him. Torah says, lo sirtzach, absolute. The moment you can turn around and do what you want, you make your own rules, there are no rules. Rocking Yiras, that's exactly Avraham Avinu. Rocking Yiras, look him up on the Bible. Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Paro. Kormar Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell him that. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, when you go to Paro, Omar to Paro Kormar Hashem Yudkei Vovke. Doesn't say Elokei Yisrael. They added Elokei Yisrael. Shalach hazami v'yachug li b'midbar. V'yom e'paro. And Paro says, Mi Hashem asher eshma b'kolo, Shalach is Yisrael, v'yodati is Hashem, Kam is Yisrael lo ha-shalach. Mi Hashem, so says Rashi, Chazal say. Paro had a book. All the officially approved Avodah Zarah's opening. I don't find Yud Kei Vav Kei here. Yud Kei Vav Kei is not in this book. Mi Hashem. Now, he says, doesn't say Ko Amar Elokei Ho Ivrim. No. Hey, Yisrael. They were known as Ivrim. But Yisrael is a whole different nation. Israel is a nation because we are descended of the Yud Bei Shiftei Koh Ram Lechos Kohanim V'Goy Kodosh. We have to serve HaKadosh Baruch. So Paro says, Mi Hashem Shalach Es Yisrael Lo Yodati Es Hashem. I don't know who this is. And to recognize you as the descendants of Yud Bei Shiftei Koh Ram Lechos Kohanim V'Goy Kodosh. To become that, I don't know. Vayomru, and they said, okay, Ivrim Nikra Elenu. Okay, we won't talk to you in the name of Yudke Vovke. We won't talk to you in the name of Yisrael. Okay, Ivrim. So Paro answers. What are they talking about? What's this back and forth? It's very... What's the difference between Elokei Ivrim and Yudkei Vavkei? Very simple. Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to Paro and says, you have a book. The Knanim have their gods. The Mitzrim have their gods. The Amorim, the Chiti, Yavusi, everyone, every group of people have their gods and their culture. And everything's very relativistic. What's good for the Egyptians, they make their gods and they run and they decide what the gods tell them around what Egyptians want to do. The Knanim decide what they want to do and what their gods say around what the Knanim. But that's not who we are. We believe in Yud Kei Vav Kei, one God in this world with one set of absolutes, and that's it. Paro says, I don't even understand that concept. Okay, Ivrim, I understand you're a group of people. Ivrim. But Yisrael, a nation who defines itself by Yerushalayim, by being a Mamlechat Kohanim, Gargim, Meshubit to the Rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us what's right, and not when we decide what's right. In Kabbalah Satorah, Hashem is Sinai Bo. What does Chazal tell us? Kadosh Baruch Hu first went to all the nations of the world. Take the Torah. Makosav Bo. What's written in there? Lo Sirzach. No. Our culture, Ritzich, is part of our culture. We can't take the Torah. What's written there? Lo Signo of another nation. That's part of our culture. Lo Sinof. No. That's part of our culture. Snus is part of our culture. Every other nation begins, this is how we want to live our lives. We'll create a God, we'll create a morality, and that's how it works. We're different. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, one set of absolutes. We don't create it, we meshubit to Him, and that's what we're all about. Now, So Moshe Rabbeinu says, let Klal Yisrael go. Paro reacts. Tichbad aleihem. It says, nirpim atem nirpim. You're lazy. Al kehem tzog. That's why they say they want to worship HaKadosh Baruch. You know, why do we sit learning yeshivas? People out there think because we're lazy. We don't want to work. It's an old thing. Goes back to Paro. Remember, when the yeshiva was first approved by the Board of Regents of the state of New York, had the people here, and they're familiar with the university world. They couldn't believe there's such a concept of people sitting and learning 3 star a day. No such working university world. We're lazy, far from lazy. But you read it, it's lazy people that don't want to work. Tichpad ha'avod al anoshim v'yahasu bo v'al yishu b'divrei sheker. And let them not, hard work, let them not busy their minds with divrei sheker. It's a medrash, very important medrash. Paro was trying to break the Jewish people. That's slavery breaks a person's whole being. Has no identity. He's meshubet hezoda. Has no independent identity. It's the nature of an eved. Talked about that in the past. And the moment they want to leave and worship their god, Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, with a whole different approach to the world, means he hasn't broken them yet. And he wonders, how do I break them? So there's a medrash. When Yaakov Avinu came down from Canaan, there were many Megillos, all of Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu's Torahs, all about their whole approach to life. And Klal Yisrael, as slaves, worked 6 days, and Shabbos they didn't work. And what did they do on Shabbos? They learned those Megillos. Paro understood the secret of success of the Jewish people. He can break a person's body, but if his mind, what does he do with his leisure time? What does he do with his extra time? If his mind is in the Torah of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that's what they spend their extra time on. I don't control them. They don't belong to me. They still belong to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and that's why they can talk about Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei. That's why they can talk about L'chun Yisboch al Elokeinu. It's a very crucial thing, what a person does with his leisure. You have to work. So what do? Play ball, watch television, learn Torah. That's when a person defines who's the real me. You have a job, 9 to 5. So you come home, what do you do at night? You're tired. Pick up a safer, watch television. Go to the gym and work out to make sure you have a perfect body. What do you do? That defines who and what you are. And Paro understood, well, you should be divrei sheker. If they have 1 day a week off, and they have time, that in that leisure time, that their minds have to do with the Torahs of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that means he doesn't control them. They don't belong to him. And therefore, they're dreaming about leaving, and they believe in Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei, they believe in absolutes, they believe they have to become a Mamlechus Kohen of a Goy Kodosh. He doesn't have to. And what's the answer? Make the work extras. They don't have any leisure time. So I'll control them completely and totally. We're a different nation. And maybe, Of everything I said, the most critical thing, halacha l'mais, is exactly this medrash. You have time off. What do you do with time off? What do you do with your time off? Someday, everyone in this room is going to have to work. What's he do? He's going to have a parnosa. He's going to support his family. And what are you going to do in your time off? That's going to define who and what you are. What your mind is, what person you are, and everything about. Paro understood that was the key to Klal Yisrael's success. Fifty years ago, Jews in Eastern Europe, they worked hard. At night, there was a Chevr Shas, there was a Chevr Mishnayis, a Chevr Sanyankiv. And what was the difference between a Jew and a Goy? The Goy went to the bar, and the Jew went to the Beis Medrash. That defined who and what they are. There were no televisions, there were no movies, there's nothing. That is when a Jew, despite all that hard work, could hold on to his identity. But now, we live in a different world. A very different world. Have a Shabbos Chanukah. Okay, so what do? Get drunk? Go here, do this, do that? Or no, I want to relax. No problem with relaxing. But then you decide, who and what am I? I have some extra time now, not in my regular schedule. So I'm going to spend it. That very often defines who the person is. We're a different nation. We're different people. We left Mitzrayim to become a different nation. And that's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu told Paro. The Ivrim aren't leaving Mitzrayim. It's Israel who's leaving Mitzrayim. And they're not leaving Mitzrayim stam. They're leaving Mitzrayim because they want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're a temporary leave from Mitzrayim while we're busy serving HaKadosh Baruch. These are very deep lessons. Chumash, every pasuk is full of so many different lessons to teach us how to lead our lives. You have to take them and really take them seriously.